So I hope you were able to apply some of what I suggested last week in my New Year's resolution piece. And today I'm going to summarize some of my favorite pieces I've done over the years on Work Puzzle, in order for you to pick perhaps your favorite of these principles to apply this year. Number one, surround yourself with resilient people. Dr. Carrie Sulkowitz says, psychologists consider resilience a key component of emotional health. Resilient people, they've observed, are naturally better at containing their anxiety. And that enables them to see in the hardship the seeds of opportunity. That's why you need a bunch of these people around you. Number two, work on developing the characteristics of survivors. In a book called Deep Survival, he lists a few things that people who survive do across the board. Number one, they move on quickly. Resilient survivors have an uncanny way of moving through the stages of grief, which are denial, anger, depression, acceptance. They do it quickly. They stop blaming, wishing, and bargaining early on in the process so they can focus their energy on the solution. They also think, analyze, and plan. Survivors quickly organize, set up routines, and institute discipline and take correct, decisive action. They celebrate their minor successes, and they believe in a successful outcome. Next, on the research of effort, stick to rewarding the effort in you and in others. The data shows that if we praise talent and accomplishments, we actually get stagnation and even failure. However, in studies where effort was rewarded, the result was growth and greater success. So reward effort. Thomas Edison once said, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Optimism is much more than Zig Ziglar's recommendation. Research is clear that it not only boosts your confidence, but it improves your health. Next, your brain can't grow without failure. In the Talent Code, Daniel Coyle provided multiple examples of this and described the neuroscience of brain growth. He's convinced me that I must seek out new challenges where I probably will experience failure if I want my brain to grow. Next, do less talking and more listening. Next, always question assumptions because they may be flawed. Moneyball, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game, talks about this. Measure everything. And last, loyalty to customers and clients will improve your happiness and theirs. This is a quote from a book on why loyalty matters. Fulfillment only comes when we give ourselves to others. Loyalty, like love, is not something you get, but something you give. But like love, giving loyalty over time through difficulties and trials leads to mutual loyalty, and it leads to relationships that are a profound source of satisfaction and happiness that cannot be built any other way. We look forward to applying these lessons and more along with you in 2018.